We are so honored that you chose to take this journey with us. Our time together has been very special. Today we step into living our vision as we align with the light that is focused on the seventh or crown chakra, the culmination of spiritual awakening. Today's spiritual secret encourages you to be the source of light in your life. Light has many spiritual meanings. There's the light of the soul, the light of God, the light of pure awareness. Science tells us that everything that composes our planet, including every atom in our bodies, began as stardust from the explosion of supernovas billions of years ago. Quite literally, you are a child of light from these stars, and right now on Earth all life depends on sunlight. The most important lesson for us to learn is that spiritual awakening is natural. The process is similar to waking up in the morning and opening your eyes to the light. Only here we have been opening our inner sight to the light of consciousness. The seventh chakra is visualized as an opening through which inner light is both received and sent to and from the highest levels of creation. Yet your light is intimate to you, expressing your personal vision. Visions come true by merging inner and outer life. We all have wishes, hopes, and dreams to fulfill. For spirituality to be valid, it must be useful in bringing fulfillment. Otherwise, beautiful truths lie dormant and asleep. They are meant to be activated. Through the seven chakras, we focused on seven levels of fulfillment. Today's meditation is on the highest state of fulfillment, which arrives when you are fully connected to the light of being, which is the light of the self. The Chandogya Upanishad speaks of it this way: there is a light that shines beyond all things on earth, beyond us all, beyond the highest heavens. This is the light that shines within us. As we prepare for meditation, let's take a moment to reflect on today's centering thought. I radiate light. I radiate light. Please be seated comfortably, relaxing your hands and your body. Breathe effortlessly and easily and release whatever tension you feel. Begin to repeat today's mantra, Om Satyam. This is the mantra associated with the seventh chakra, Om Satyam. Repeat it silently to yourself, Om Satyam. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra, Om Satyam. I'll mind the time and ring a soft bell to let you know when it's time to release the mantra, Om Satyam. Om Satyam. Just mentally, Om Satyam. Om Satyam. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I radiate light. I radiate light. I radiate light. To keep the flow of this special Shakti in motion today, you can offer yourself a simple reminder of the light you share with others. Smile with your heart and let your true self shine through your eyes. A few words offered with kindness is another way to let your light radiate. So is going inward when you feel really good and saying silently, "I am enough." Living as the source of light is profound and simple at the same time. Radiate the light of your own being. Nothing more is asked of you. The spiritual journey facilitates the process. Your true self is closer than your breath. It takes a journey to find your true self because of past conditioning, a belief in separation, and other obstacles that cloud our inner vision. All of those things can be overcome, and the most powerful way forward is through meditation, because it allows you to find your inner vision and use it in daily life. I join Oprah in acknowledging your dedication. We are travelers with you on the path, wherever it leads. Namaste.